Get your work ready for an emergency. Emergencies can happen any time, including during business hours. You can't predict when they will happen, but you can take actions to make your business more prepared. Identify the risks to your business and staff. Find out what the risks are and how they can impact on your business. Risks include natural hazards, health emergencies, and utility failures. If you have staff, talk to them about the risks they think are most relevant to your business. Keeping everyone healthy and safe at work doesn't mean buying expensive equipment and doing lots of paperwork. It does mean taking a proactive approach and getting everyone at work involved. Find out how to assess health and safety risks at www.business.govt.nz. Make an emergency plan for your business. Businesses have an obligation to be prepared for an emergency. In most cases, we can't predict when an emergency will happen, but we can make plans to make sure our staff are safe, our financial and personal losses are reduced, and we are able to get back to business as soon as possible. Your plan should include the following. 1. Emergency procedures for fire, earthquake, tsunami and other hazards. 2. Assembly points, wardens and first aid training. 3. How to contact staff, suppliers, clients and insurance providers. And 4. Alternative arrangements if you are unable to access your premises, files, etc. Talk to your disabled staff. Find out what support they might need if there's an emergency. Also, think about how you might need to help any visitors who have a disability. Find a guide on what to include in your emergency planning at www.business.govt.nz. Looking after your staff. As an employer, you have a duty of care to your staff, including caring for them during and after emergencies. Start by involving your staff in identifying risks and making an emergency plan. Talk to them about what they and their whānau would need to get through an emergency. Make sure your staff have personal workplace emergency plans so they know who to contact at work in an emergency and have a plan to get home safely. Find advice for looking after staff after an emergency at www.resorgs.org.nz. Provide supplies for your staff. In an emergency, your staff may be stuck at work or unable to take transport home for a day or more. Make sure you have enough supplies for everyone on site for 3 days. This should include for visitors too. Build relationships. Get involved in your local business community. Get to know your local chamber of commerce, industry organisations, business neighbours, competitors and suppliers. Talk to them about their emergency and business continuity plans. In an emergency, you may be able to help each other get back up and running faster. Develop a contingency plan for your whole business. It should include staff, information, assets, customers, suppliers, and distribution channels. 1. Identify your core business needs and how you'd manage in an emergency. 2. Back up your data. 3. Know how to contact staff and suppliers. And 4. Test your backup systems. Follow the Shut Happens task list to create contingency plans for your business at www.resorgs.org.nz. Continuity and contingency planning is about being prepared for all types of disruptions. Use the business.govt.nz step-by-step guide to get your plan sorted at www.business.govt.nz. It's vital to your business's survival. Prepare a plan for your farm or lifestyle block. Rural communities, businesses and individuals need to adapt and build resilience to emergencies. Your animals are your responsibility. You need to include them in your emergency planning and preparation. Failing to plan for them puts lives at risk. The Ministry for Primary Industries, or MPI, has advice for preparing a plan for your animals at www.mpi.govt.nz. It includes checklists for different types of animals and different emergencies. Work through the checklists to develop your plan.